This weekend, I have really exciting events happening called Callanwald Arts Festival. I love this because arts festivals are something you often associate with spring, summer, and fall.
And outdoors.
And outdoors, that's right. You don't usually get an arts festival indoors, and that's what's happening here. They're going to bring the arts festival inside so that we can stay warm and
Right.
still enjoy all the amenities that you would get with a big outdoor arts festival. It's a little bit smaller. They're only going to have about 86 artists, but that's plenty. And in addition to that, they'll have other things that you associate with arts festivals. There's going to be live acoustic music. They'll have some food trucks nearby
I was
so that
about to ask.
you can still go and get your festival foods
Your
and things
nibbly
like that.
things.
Yeah, that's right. And the Callanwald Arts Festival takes place Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday and 11 a.m. on Sunday. And unlike many other arts festivals, this is a ticketed event, but the tickets are only $5, so it's a pretty good deal.
When we think about visiting the Atlanta History Center, there are many things that come to mind. However, one thing that may not come to mind at the History Center are music events.
Yeah, and they're having one this Saturday. You may know Stephen Darcy as a folk music scholar, the music director at Glen United Methodist Church. He's also the founder of a group called Meridian Herald, which helps preserve folkways, musical folkways, and things like that. He's done a lot of work with the Sacred Harp Hymnal. There's probably no better way to learn about folk music than to go see Stephen Darcy. He'll be performing songs from the Celtic, English, and American folk traditions.
But not the hills of Habersham, and not the valleys of Har. Avail, I am fain to water the plain, downward the voices of duty call, downward to toil and to mix with the main.
And that's something that he says he really wants to do is to grow the appreciation for the folk traditions that we have in the South. Too often people tend to forget those great songs and where they came from. Stephen Darcy will be storytelling through song and about song at Sing the Wind, Folk Songs with Stephen Darcy, which happens at the Atlanta History Center beginning at 4 p.m. on Saturday, and that is a free performance.
Shane, with the exception of when the PBS series Antiques Roadshow comes to Atlanta, there's no bigger event on the antiquer's calendar than the Cathedral Antique Show.
It actually gets underway this Sunday with the First Place Passion Tour. They do a lot of home tours in association with the Cathedral Antique Show. And this one will take you inside the first homes of a lot of young professionals. So this is just the beginning, though, the Cathedral Antique Show. And it actually starts in earnest starting next week. It will start next Thursday and run through the weekend. And you can go and, of course, purchase antiques, see some really incredible stuff, especially if you're a fan of Antiques Roadshow. It's great to see this stuff in person.
And as the name might imply, it is at the Episcopal Cathedral of St. Philip in Buckhead, right there at what's known as Jesus Junction, thanks to a
Yes.
whole bunch of churches that come together right there.
Yeah, that's right. It's not too far from Peachtree Battle, if you know where that is. And the daily tickets for that are $20.
Well, I don't guess we should be surprised over the weekend if we see a certain glow coming from center stage in Atlanta.
Yes, the band is called Phosphorescent. They don't actually glow physically. I think they do glow in their music, though. It's actually a one-man band, a guy called Matthew Houck, who is an Alabama native, but he spent many, many years here in Georgia, in Athens and Atlanta. Now he lives in New York. But he released an album in 2013 that got a lot of attention. It ended up on many year-end top 10 lists, including mine, and it's called Muchacho. This is just another in a long line of great albums he's been doing. Every one seems to get more and more attention. Phosphorescent will be at Center Stage on Saturday night. The doors open at 8 and the show starts at 9 o'clock. The tickets are $20 on the day of the show, but they're $18 in advance.